880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda. Thank you so much, Wanda. I really appreciate that. Did you have a good time today at the Agent 2021?
I did indeed. That was a great time.
It was awesome.
Great to be outside and amongst all those fine folks.
Oh, I want to thank the folks at VaynerMedia. I want to thank all our friends that we made out there. We're going to be interviewing Avery Dunham and John Morgenstern later in the show from VaynerMedia. And we also got an interview with John Henry, which was awesome. That guy is terrific.
Indeed.
So let's go to break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about franchising at the top of the show. Then we're going to talk a little bit about what we saw at Agent 2021. Then we'll have Becca Carlson talking about content marketing.
Ooh,
it's going to be an awesome show. Stick
nice.
With us. Lots of fun. Lots of great energy. Wanda, take it away.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand.
All right. Hey, I had a great time up there at Agent 2021. A lot of folks up there were in the auto industry. And some of the folks in the auto industry that I love, that's the Warren Henry family. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got that great Audi store. And down in Key West, well, they sell them all. What do all those cars have in common? Well, they're all great name brands. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. I just love saying that. And a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. Hi, Vivian. I know you're listening, baby.
Hi.
Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Guess who this is?
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
You must be the greatest radio show host ever.
On 880, The Biz.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800, the premier podcast studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. TheBiz.com.
Jim Freed. It's a new year, but you still may need real estate capital. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a creative solution? I've got them. I closed 4 deals this month.
Wow.
A couple, that's right. A couple of commercial deals in Little Havana. Of course, the big deal where I sold the Wynwood Yard. And I also helped a friend of mine who had no cash flow. Well, he did have cash flow, but he showed no income. Bank couldn't figure it out. We did. Got him the loan. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, that's right, it's all about you.
And the home.
880. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, you're the best. You're keeping me laughing, Wanda. We had the best time today. And didn't you have a good time at Warren Henry at the Supercar Saturday?
I did again.
Oh, you're the best.
And it's always like different cars.
You keep asking me, why should you bring Polo? And every time you bring Polo, who's the star of the show?
Polo.
Thank you. And it's good that you dressed that dog up, too. I really appreciate it. Now we've got Paul Bosley. He's going to talk to us about franchising. We're going to A big franchise show coming up over the next couple days, and we're going to hear all about it. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Paul, are you there?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, great.
I am.
Great. So, Paul, you're up in Orlando. We're here in Miami. The show's going to be where? In Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah, the convention center in Fort Lauderdale.
Now, why should somebody go? I've always thought that franchising was a great way for somebody to earn financial independence.
Well, the people that go to the show are there to meet the exhibitors, and the exhibitors are roughly 300 different franchises, and they franchise anything you can possibly think of.
Well, that's great. So now, FranCorp is the world's leading franchise development firm. You got 27 offices worldwide. You've helped a whole lot of groups go and do their franchising. Who are some of the exciting concepts that you've got coming to the show?
Well, our company, what we do is we're aligned with FranCorp. We are not FranCorp. We're a different company. We do financing for any type of new franchisee that's trying to open up a business. I just wanted to clarify that.
Oh, no, I got confused. I'm sorry, and I'm glad you did. You did clarify it. Thank you.
Yeah, FranCorp, Don Berillion has launched that company probably close to 30 years ago, and he's helped to onboard some of the biggest companies, Holiday Inn Express. He's worked with, I'm trying to think in my mind, some of the big names that everybody would know. But the McDonald's is on his website. He's been at it from the beginning. And I've known Don for probably close to 25 years, and we've aligned recently. And I do all the financing for people that want to either buy a franchise, or if you have a company and you're interested in launching a franchise to expand your business, so we would help them finance that.
Okay, so what type of financing is around right now? What kind of interest rates could people expect? What kind of loan to value could they expect, or loan to cost?
Well, for financing the launching of a franchise, there's a product that's been on the market for about 3 years. It's called the SBA Express. There's really only one bank in the country that's focused in on it. It caps at 150, and that's about what it costs to launch a franchise, because there's a lot of legal work that has to get done, and then you have a lot of marketing materials to do, and then once you've finished all that and you've registered your franchise documents, you would go to a show like in Fort Lauderdale that's coming up next weekend, and you would exhibit there to attract people that want to buy your franchise.
Okay.
The interest rates are about, right now, a prime just got raised last week or 2 weeks ago. So right now it's at 8.25, and there's a 10-year term with no prepayment penalty.
Well, that's great. If people want to go to this event, where is it? When is it? How do they go? How do they get tickets?
Well, you can go online and get the tickets. It's called Franchise Expo South. The event is at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. It's 10 till 5 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They close at 4.
Okay. And is it free to enter? What does it cost to go in?
Well, actually, if people are listening to the show and they email me at paul@businessfinancedepot, I can send them a free ticket.
Oh, very good. So it's Paul at Finance Depot?
Businessfinancedepot.com? Depot is like, .com. It's spelled just like Home Depot, so it's businessfinancedepot.com.
Okay,
If your listeners email me, I'll just send them a free ticket.
Oh, that's great. Now, again, this is going to be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thank you so much. I'm losing. It's next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It starts Thursday at 10 a.m.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, listen, we really do appreciate you calling in and giving us a heads up on this. And we want to thank Patricia Maldonado for putting all this together for us.
Yeah, she does a great job.
She does. I want to thank you so much for calling in today and letting us know one more time. Where can people go to the show, and where can they send an email to you, Paul, to get that free pass you were talking about?
All right. The show is called Franchise Expo South, and it's at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., except Saturday they close at 4. And if you want a free ticket, courtesy of your radio host,
you
can email me at paul@businessfinancedepot.com. DepotDepot.com.
You know, this sounds really great. I'm really looking forward to going to this because you go to these things and you see so great ideas, all the new stuff that's coming in. It's a great thing. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us the heads up, Paul.
You're welcome. Have
all
a
right.
great show.
Thank you so much. So, Wanda.
Yes?
So, what was your favorite part of Agent 2021 today?
Well, first of all, it was kind of cool being at the, what are we calling it? Hard Rock Stadium
Hard
now?
Hard Rock Stadium.
Joe
it's
Robbie,
totally
Dolphin.
Rebuilt. Now, they put in the tennis stuff. So, we
that
were actually
cool.
in the tennis
so
court
I,
stuff.
I was enjoying that whole thing. And then I was just enjoying talking to people.
They were really great people. They were all very positive.
Yeah.
The whole event was full of positive energy. I think that they had like a positive energy detector at the
well,
door.
Well, a lot of them were from New York, and I think they were just happy mostly. No, they were happy to be there.
But no, they were happy to be out of that cold.
They were happy to be in the heat, too.
Oh, it was beautiful
so
today.
Was
not a cloud
day.
In the sky.
No, there were some clouds.
Well,
they
yeah,
nice
but that
fluffy.
Was later. In the morning, it was cool and clear. Yeah, then the yeah. clouds came when the outdoor stuff started
yeah.
so we could be in the shade.
Oh,
it was
and the
really
food
great.
Was awesome.
How about John Henry? Didn't you love that guy?
I did. I told him I was inspired.
He is inspiring.
Yeah,
what a
was.
Great story.
What a kid.
Guy starts by doing laundry, making spread on laundry,
just
and he just
kid.
Is this amazing guy. Gary was great. I found the people on Gary's staff. I love them. They're all these like ex-Google and Facebook and such, and then they had the people directly there from Facebook and
Agent 20.
No, it was Facebook, and they had Instagram there.
Oh, okay.
And they taught us how to, you know, I'm going to have to go through that. But, you know, I've got a booklet for Vivian because she loves to do that and tell stories. I think the big takeaway was that you got to do the storytelling. You can't just do the information feed.
The big takeaway was be you.
That's right.
That was what I got.
Well, isn't that what the guy before me always talks about, being authentic?
Yep, pretty much.
Well, see, he's got it going.
It's,
we've been talking about that for years. That's Bruce's
contagious.
Main theme. Bruce did a whole show with us on authenticity.
I know. I can't wait till he comes back.
Well, you know, I'm giving it a shot.
All right.
We're working hard. He's traveling. He's the hottest. He's hottest. Did you see his new video?
No.
Got to go to his website. He's got an awesome video
oh,
on the
awesome.
Website. Came out last week.
Matt Higgins was nice to meet you.
Matt Higgins. Oh, I want to give a special shout out and thank you.
Shark Tank.
To Matt Higgins. Matt Higgins sent a personal message to Vivian that made her day. And today Vivian was getting blood tests and stuff. It was a really hard day for Vivian. And right when she was in the doctor's office getting stuck, in comes that video from Matt Higgins. I can't wait. He's going to be on the show. We're going to get Gary on the show too.
Exciting.
It's going to be great. What a great group of people and what a great thing that we're going to be able to bring to our audience. And I want to especially thank Beth Azor for being there and giving me the heads up on this. But
thank you.
Of all the people, Adam Lipkin. Adam Lipkin is the person who turned me on to Gary, and it was just absolutely tremendous. We had the best time at Asian 2021. Stick with us because on the other side, we're going to either, who are we going to play first? You're going to do John Henry or you want to do the two folks from?
That's up to you.
Okay. Well, I think what we should do is we should do Avery and John when we come back, talking a little bit about what they taught us at mm-hmm. the Agent 2021.
Right.
And then we'll save John Henry. He'll hit cleanup.
Yeah.
I think on radio, you're supposed to tease the best stuff.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay, then. Let's execute the plan.
Some days more than ever. Some days pass on by. I'll be working here forever. At least until I die. Damned if you do. Damned if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week. You know damn well I won't. I'm just working for a living.
Working for a living.
Working for a living. Living and I'm working. Taking what they're giving.
Cause I'm working for a living. Hey! Oh, Wanda, you're the best. How are you finding all these songs I just absolutely love?
This is a goodie but oldie.
That's a goodie but an oldie. Hey, you know what else is a goodie and a goodie? And a current. It's the hottest thing, and that's Warren Henry. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. That's right. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got them, and you want an Audi? They've got that. Want pretty much anything. They've got that down in Key West. They got a great store down in Key West.
Want to go?
Well, we should get down there and go to the Keys. I got friends that own the Perry. We're going to go, Wanda.
Awesome.
Anyway, what do all these cars have in common? Well, besides being exceptional cars, they come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that is something special indeed.
Uh-huh.
What is the Warren Henry Advantage? It means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, and I can guarantee you that person is driven crazy by mom and her buddy Leonard. Hey, That's right. But join me, my mom, and I know she's listening, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. I know Wanda's heading there.
I'm gonna.
I know. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed, and you're listening.
Busboy, bartender, ladies of the night. Grease monkey, ex-junkie, winner of the fight. Walking on the streets, it's really all the same. Sex, souls, rock and roll, any other game.
I would do various things very quickly.
Jim Freed.
No, not you. Not you.
And Wanda Miles.
The most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
And I love all people.
On 880, The Biz. To Freed on Business. To talk to you.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. And what do? Well, we help people solve their real estate capital issues. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe your family's sitting on a really valuable piece of land, want to monetize it to the max, but just don't know how. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I just helped the family sell Wynwood Yard. That's right. Lennar's going to build their big deal there, and I want to thank the folks at Lennar, and I want to thank the folks at Lombardi Properties for working with me on that deal. High five to the Lombardi family. High five to Omar and Chris from Lennar, and give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you want me to help you monetize your land. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. You were too slow on the take, Wanda. That was good.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We just had the greatest time. I want to thank the folks at Drury Ross Drury and Company for helping us get involved with Gary Vaynerchuk and VaynerMedia at the annual Agent 2021 conference at Hard Rock Stadium. Awesome event. Awesome event. We met with John Henry. We met with Gary Vaynerchuk. Everybody there. We had a great interview with a couple of the executives, Avery Durnham and John Morgenstern. I promised them I wouldn't butcher their name, so what did I do? I went out and butchered their name. Wanda, let's play the interview with Avery and John. It was awesome. They were just terrific. High energy, positive people.
Okay.
So we're here at the Agent 2021 with a couple of the top people at VaynerMedia. Hey, folks, who are we here with? John, tell us who you are.
Yeah, for sure. Hello, everyone. I'm John Morgenstern, VP Head of Investment at VaynerMedia. So I buy ads. That's really been my whole career. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all the social guys, as well as Google, Amazon, publishers, and whatnot. So really focus on the investment side for VaynerMedia's clients. And, you know.
Oh, wow. So you're a good guy to talk to ROI about then.
That is my life.
I always wondered what those words meant. It just drives you crazy. All I want to know is what the ROI is. And who'd you bring with you today?
I have the lovely counterpart of mine, Avery Durnan. I'll let her introduce.
Hi there, Avery Durnan. Super happy to be here, and thanks for coming out today. I'm a VP on the media team along with John. I look after a lot of our global operations and partnerships across our key media partners, and working with a lot of our top clients based in New York, LA, London, and soon to be Singapore.
Did you say Singapore?
Sure did.
We've actually had guests on from Singapore. When I ask them, how's it going? They go, what day are you talking about? So, you know, we're here at Hard Rock Stadium at Agent 2021, And I've learned a whole lot from talking to the people that are here from Facebook and Instagram. What prompted you and your team to bring out executives from those different organizations to our community today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what's really, really awesome about the guys over at Facebook and Instagram that you met today is they're as excited as we are to bring them here. A ton of their growth in North America at this point is coming from small businesses and mid-sized businesses. The big guys, they've scaled for a while. You know, they're, of course, pushing as well. But the long tail has been a huge, you know, source for them. So they're just as excited as we are to talk to some of the smaller folks and have some of the most incredible case studies, use cases on the platform. I'm really deep in the relationships there, too. And it's really great of them to come out. They have a whole booth up and the whole nine. So,
yeah, they're teaching all kinds of little tricks. I picked up all their booklets. It's going to be really great. I know my wife really follows Instagram. In fact, I have to tell her, would you please turn that off, honey, at night? Now, what are some of the objectives you're trying to do here today?
Yeah, one of the things that we're really excited about today is basically helping bring some of the stuff that we do for our major clients, Fortune 100s and the financial services, real estate, retail, and CPG space to businesses of smaller shapes and sizes. At Vayner, we are so passionate about helping businesses build themselves through social media and through digital marketing, content marketing. Yeah. And it's amazing to get to talk to a lot of these folks about really transforming their business through following a lot of the tactics that Gary and the whole Vayner team has laid out.
Now, do you have an office in Miami? How would somebody in South Florida work with your team?
Great question. So we have an office in Chattanooga. Some of you guys may have seen the latest headlines around the Sasha Group. So it's really a folding in of all of our, you know, SMB and mid-market services into a standalone entity. It's a sister company of VaynerMedia under the VaynerX umbrella. So they're over in Chattanooga. They're in Miami all the time. There's been talks and whispers of a stronger Miami presence as well. You know, we'll see what happens. But they're a killer team. They're bouncing around, you know, all around the Midwest, the South, and they're the right folks.
And building off John's point, that Sasha Group has a couple of different offerings. We have this amazing course. It's a 4Ds. Which is a basically daily digital deep dive where you get to come to VaynerMedia, or we had one in Miami yesterday, and get to hang out with us all day and learn the basics, everything from personal branding to media, platform partnerships, influencer, the whole nine yards, and you get that all in one day. Or you can sign up for a mentors program, which is a longer term relationship where we help advise businesses. You get a lot of time with Gary. That's really like a business builder. And then we've got that core Sasha offering, which is basically VaynerMedia Lite. They're in Miami all the time. And if you guys ever want to come hang out with us in New York where we're based, we love that too.
Well, we have a studio down here in Miami. We're happy to offer that for your production and to continue to build our relationship with you and your team, because I really think that what we seek at our firm is value system alignment. And it sounds to me like we value a lot of the same things. What are some of the core values of VaynerMedia?
Yeah, for sure. What makes Vayner the most unique as an agency is that Gary's ambition is completely different than the other large agencies in the space. The other large agencies, you know, their goal is to run a business and make profit, right? They're publicly traded, things of that nature. Gary wants to buy brands, flip them, transform them into monster businesses, build up a lot of cash, and buy the New York Jets. So he cares directly. All he cares about is seeing positive business growth for our clients versus a media margin or upselling creative services or whatnot, which does make us very unique, and it's our core value.
We always ask people to speak slowly on our show because we know that Jets fans listen.
And I think one other thing, now I'll try and talk a little more slowly. One other thing that I think makes Vayner so different is our big focus on empathy. And I can see that something just radiating off of you. You're the kindness guy. You're bringing the vibes. And that's how Vayner is, too. I actually was at Google for 5 years before Vayner. And the reason I wanted to come work there, one, was to hang out with John more. Secondarily, just that whole empathy runs so deep in our ridiculously strong culture.
Yeah, well, I think that in speaking with empathy, I think that if you're really trying to attract somebody's attention, you have to understand what's important to them. And if you don't empathize with them, then it's going to be difficult to see things their way and reach them effectively.
100%. These days, like, you can't interrupt users. You can't just talk at them. You have to show a deep understanding of who they are, their context, and speak to them authentically on those terms. So you're 1,000,000% right.
Yeah, I call people that don't do that broadcasters. You can't be a broadcaster in today's world, although we are on the radio. It really, in today's world, is a bilateral world. And even though we are on the radio, we broadcast Facebook. Now we're going to go to Instagram, too. And it's really exciting. And I can't thank you enough. If you were going to leave people each with one last thought, John, you first.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the number one thing I'd say is, like, don't be intimidated by these platforms, by, you know, the complexity of Google Ads or Facebook or all the creative needs. The technology is proliferating. It's getting easier to use. Creative is getting easier to make at a really efficient cost. If you have that idea, you have that thing you've always had that burning desire to do, jump in and learn. We can, of course, help, but you'd be shocked at how much Google can help and all those sorts of things. So do your thing. Don't be afraid, is what I would say.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, John. One other thing that I'd like to kind of leave this group with is start today. There's so much that you can do. And at Vayner, we really believe between Google, Facebook, Instagram, like that is already an amazing place to start. So get started, whether that's getting some reviews, whether that's posting more content, whether that's throwing up a couple ads. Get started with it. It truly builds businesses. And we're here if we can ever help.
Well, thank you so much. Rhonda, I know you were here with me at the event. What was the tremendous stuff that you brought back with you to the show? And guys, thank you so much for being here today.
Cheers. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us. Hope
All right.
You soon.
All right. Well, we will be seeing you soon. I got a feeling you guys are going to start being on our show on a more regular basis.
The thing I loved most?
Yeah. What did you love the most?
Well, just hanging out with you and meeting people.
That's great.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
That's great. You know, we do have a great time. That was a terrific event. It was... You couldn't sit down or talk to one person that wasn't positive, that didn't have something that was interesting tip. I had a great time. Didn't get a chance to take notes, but did film a bunch of the people. I'm going to start using some of the tips. They had a great time, too, when we filmed them. That was really good. You know, usually you go to a place. John Henry made this observation. Usually we go to one of these places and we start filming and we're out of place. Here, everybody was filming. They even gave discounts to their videographers. There was tags for the videographers, which I thought was great.
I like the guy on the skateboard.
I took a picture of the guy on the skateboard.
That was fun.
He was great. Yeah. He was great. Everybody there had positive energy, and I want to reiterate one thing, was the time that Matt Higgins, he's a big senior guy at the Dolphins. I think he's the right-hand guy for Steve Ross, CEO of a whole bunch of stuff. He's just the greatest down-to-earth guy, and Vivian had... you know, some tests. She goes periodically to test, and today was the day. So Matt gave her the most beautiful shout-out. It made Vivian feel strong. I got all caps back from Vivian. All caps and the most beautiful emojis. And so no matter what happened today at Agent 2021, it was a success because it made somebody's day better.
Cool.
It was really great.
Well, it was a great day.
It was a great day. Beautiful day. Enjoyed meeting John Henry. Not the guy from the Marlins, a different guy.
Apparently, there's a lot of John Henrys.
He's John Henry style. If you look it up on Twitter, he's John Henry style, and the guy is John Henry style.
Yeah, he's got it.
He does have it. Now, what does he say? Alicia Keys is the producer of his new show. What is it?
Yes,
Hustle on Vice TV.
Hustle on Viceland, I think.
Viceland. Viceland TV.
Viceland TV.
I got it
here. Like
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Hustle. Yeah,
Hustle on TV show. Hustle on Viceland TV. Forbes 30 Under 40 and Ebony Power 100. The guy is tremendous, and he's got a $25 million fund that he uses for investing, angel investing, I think he said in the C tranche of minority-owned businesses, either women or minorities. You know, he's looking to help people get ahead.
He's
also
an immigrant, so
ahead.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, he was Dominican. He is Dominican. A Dominican. He grew up, I think he got stuff at Vero or something here, or Jensen Beach, something like that talking about. And then he moved to New York, I guess. And,
yeah, well.
Well, everybody, I guess, when they want to find their fortune, a lot of people.
But
he is back. It was great. I had a great time. How do you select which tie Polo is going to wear? And can we start posting Polo's tie selection on our show site?
Sometimes I like to coordinate. Other times I'm like, we haven't worn this one in a while. He has about 10 of them, I think.
Oh, wow. Fabulous.
Red looks good on him.
Red does look good on him, although I like blue. Does he have anything especially long when he's playing in the president dog?
President dog?
Yeah, the president wears real long ties, so I figure we've got a president dog.
I don't want him tripping over it or not.
Okay.
I've battled with the bow tie thing, but I think it'd get lost in his fur.
Well, yeah, it would. If he did a bow tie, it'd have to be like one of those little bow ties on the top, and then I don't really think that's
he looks great with his little tie.
I think that's terrific.
He's
that's
so
terrific.
Handsome.
That's terrific. I want to thank everybody that watches on Facebook, and thank you. I'm glad you guys can hear. We're working on that. We did meet with Facebook to talk about how we can enhance the audio portion, because sometimes they mute us when we play really good music. Well, what do you want from my life?
It's
somebody owns that music.
I know.
So we're going to work with them. They sent me an email, and we're going to register it so that we won't get knocked off of Facebook anymore. It's going to be really good. We're going to learn. Everything's a tip. Everything's a trick. You got to
the vertical thing. I
There's nothing, you know, that was another great thing. That was another great thing that John Henry talked about, is that it gets harder and it gets harder. It doesn't matter. Just keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. And when it gets harder, what do? You keep pushing. That's right. That's right. Maybe you do a little pivot and go around some, but you got to keep on moving forward. He had a great mem that he liked. He said that that he looked at the mem. One was a person digging for gold and they stopped. And one next to it was a person digging for gold. They dug one more dig than the other guy. They hit gold. So I guess the real answer is, you don't stop digging. Wanda, take it away. We'll be back on the other side. We've got Becca Carlson holding. We're going to talk about some great stuff. We're going to give you some more great business tips with Becca Carlson. So stick with us. We'll be right back. Becca makes me look good. She might be able to do the same for you.
And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. And my mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening.
All right, Wanda, you're just picking out all the winners. I love the rhythm, and this is just great. Paul Simon is just great stuff. Great stuff. What else is great stuff is our friends at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Oh, that's it. Facebook just knocked us off there. Anyway, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
And when I come back to the room, everybody just seemed to move. And I turned my amp up loud and I began to play. And it was late in the evening, and I blew that room away.
I like beer, okay?
Jim Freed.
I like beer. Boys like beer. Girls like beer. I like beer.
You like beer, Senator?
And Wanda Miles.
No, thanks. I think I'll have some breakfast wine. You can't drink my wine.
I like beer.
On 880, The Biz.
And I'm Jim Freed, and I'd like to encourage you to give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you with some real estate financing. That's right. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got some clients in from overseas and they're having trouble getting financing. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help. Maybe you've got some extra cash you want to pull out of a commercial property. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you paid all cash for your residential property, your home or your second home or that home that you rent on Airbnb. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you get financed. If it's complicated, if it's unusual, if it's outside the box, give a call to me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. This is South Florida's Business Station, 880 The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. I'm Jim Freed, and we've got Wanda Miles riding the board back there. How you doing, Wanda?
Grand.
That's
Thanks
right.
for asking.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And we've got one of my favorite guests on. We've got Becca Carlson on. She is the founder of the Carlson Integrated Group in Chicago, Illinois. We're going to discuss content marketing, collaboration, and how you can be inspired to act in 2019. It's a great, great follow-up to our interviews that we did at Agent 2021. Becca, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. How do you like the wind-up we give you there? You're tremendous. Thank you for making me look so good.
Oh, my gosh. Jim, it's such a pleasure.
Listen, I found out, thank you so much for helping me set up and organize my Facebook page, YouTube page, because one of the big takeaways from this event was every single video you do needs to be on YouTube. And it's just incredible. So I've got to go back and spend, I don't know how long, but I got all those Facebook videos, all the videos of the show. You know, you can copy them, put them on this site, and then they all can be put up onto YouTube. I looked it up on Google. I looked it up on Google. That was the other tip the guy gave. He said, anything you want to know is on Google.
It's true.
That is awesome.
It is. But I couldn't do it all. I have to have collaboration. I can't do it alone. We collaborated with David Siqueiros on, Wanda.
Well,
I said the D word. But he's my photography. Becca makes me look good in the content marketing. Becca, the flyers, I get such compliments.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Wanda does the technical part and helps me look good, sound good on the radio. I guess you make me look good on the radio more than you make me sound good on the radio.
Well, you look marvelous.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, you know, Becca, how would somebody go about selecting a collaborator if they're, you know, a one or two or three person shop? You know, some folks I know bring in their other half to do the videography. At Vayner, they had at Agent 2021, they must have been 50 people that had were trailed by their own videographers. But not everybody has a videographer. How can somebody get started, Becca?
So I would say that the first thing you should look for is a referral. You want to get a strong referral from someone you know. Look around at the marketing that you see and you like and see what they're doing and see who they're using. Because there's, you know, they can give you some insight on whether the company that they're working with or the group that they're working with, whether they're, you know, super expensive or difficult to get a hold of or their customer service people are amazing. These are all feedback elements that matter, because when you're building a collaborative team, you're really building a truly professional relationship and you're building a partnership. These are the people who are communicating your brand on your behalf to the world around you. So it matters that you have people to work with that you like and that you click with.
Oh, you are tremendous. And here's where I throw out my famous line. You make sure you have value system alignment. And there's the book, Wanda.
True story.
Right there. There's the book. There's the book. Because, you know, when I go out and I do my things in the community, it's easy to do the projection of my image when it's, you know, just the random, not random, when it's the regular standardized show flyer. But when it's a special thing, like you've been helping me raise money for the Miami-Dade School Board Education Fund, and thank you so much for doing that. I'm gonna come up with one more good thing. I may just stand out in front of that school and live broadcast till people start donating. But that was just great, Becca. I'm not kidding. I may do like a story thing, like those guys.
Maybe, I'm in.
I know you are. We got to raise money for these young people. But you know, I valued that, and you value it. We have you know, great stuff, and we do it because, well, gosh darn it, we're the same kind of person, I think. And that's really important when you're putting your message out, because the number one thing you need to do is have value system alignment with your collaborators. My gosh, I'm writing a book on this radio show. It's great.
Take notes, folks.
Now, I think that it's probably the key element. And, you know, we're all in business to be profitable and to have a wonderful enterprise and to build the business around us and the world around us. But if we don't do that with people that we love doing it with, it takes away some of the joy. It takes away some of the meaning, some of the purpose. And so I knew from early on through my research of you when we first started talking that our values completely aligned, that we both had a heart for people and for charity, that we were able to exhibit that empathy that your prior guests were talking about from Agent 2021, you know, being good people who care about other people and who have an
lots
excitement about growing people's business.
You know, the best thing that those people said, at least, I'm just going to take it and I'm going to own it. They said that they were attracted to our positive energy.
Someone did say that to me.
They said that on the interview. They said that they came up and they were very positive about being with us.
Wow, that's
and that
nice.
Their positive energy, you know, and I said, and then inside it was the speaker in the speaker tent where I was doing my thing about Spider-Man, where I give a little and take a little and give a little and take a little and give a little and take a little.
That was interesting.
Yeah, well, I don't think that those people were all.
They may not be well versed in Spider-Man.
Well, okay,
but it's good. Somebody out there.
I'm reaching everybody.
Somebody.
I'm reaching everybody. So, Becca, what are some other social media channels? You know, we never talk about Pinterest, and they were talking about Pinterest, and I found it absolutely fascinating because they said that most people that look at something on Pinterest buy that. It's like an almost a close.
I do.
Yeah, I feel. See, there you go, right there.
I don't buy. I design like dog stuff.
I know. Well, then maybe
get dog stuff in them.
So, but other things, you know, and we forget to throw it out there how you're like the head of the Illinois Commercial Realtors Association, and that's my social media person. You're just a tremendous real estate professional with incredible heft. And, you know, what is your favorite social media channel to reach business people? Becca, let me tell me what your favorite is.
Okay, for business people, particularly in commercial real estate, which is where my business runs as a realtor, LinkedIn.
There you go.
LinkedIn has the legitimacy that is required, and you know, it's articles, it's postings. One of the things I've learned most recently is to really maximize the groups that you're in.
That's what they said.
To them regularly.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. You hit it out of the park. They said that you should function in groups, that you should repeat to groups. Now I got to go. And they also said that all of these platforms have instructions on how to maximize the utilization. You just need to spend some time. You don't need to hire somebody. You just need to focus. And they said it also, what was it? Avery and John both mentioned it. You can't have fear.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my gosh. Fear. I'm so glad you said that.
Good.
That is my 2019 mantra.
No fear.
All right.
No fear. We got to get some T-shirts from them.
Fearless, baby.
No fear.
Yeah,
all right.
No, well, if you don't venture forth, if you don't venture forth, you can't do anything.
So now I think I overheard that your new thing that you're trying that we get to work with you on is adding Instagram.
Yes. Yes, we're going to do Instagram. I have to figure it out. It's tough logistically because I don't get a lot of time to set up the show. So what I'm going to have to do is actually come in early. Yeah, I got to throw that in there. I'm really sorry, Corey. I swear to God, I love you, dude. You're the man, and okay. we're like brothers, man. We are. We really are. It's hilarious. Oh, I love it. But so I'm going to do that, and I want to figure out how to do it. They actually got the Instagram people. I got the Instagram thing that you put on the back of your phone so you can hold it. It says Instagram. They taught some new little tricks about how you can paste stuff on. I can't remember what they were called, but I took pictures. I'm very excited about Instagram, and
can
they
you
say
tell?
That yeah, exactly. And Instagram is more important than Facebook, according to the folks. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. And so we've just started adding all of our Facebook clients to Instagram accounts and getting those going as well. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for you utilizing David because he's such a fantastic photographer. Because Instagram, you need to have pretty pictures. It matters. It
does.
Needs to look good.
It does.
Wow. So my just standard shots of the sunrise ain't enough. I got to like put a filter on them and say it's 36 degrees and I'm going a half a mile an hour. I'm just joking.
Yes.
That's great. Well, let me tell you, I was so Instagram unknowledgeable that the woman had to show me that all you got to do is just swipe it to the right and get started. I said, I didn't know how to do that. And my wife lives on Instagram. All I do all night long is go, honey, stop looking at Instagram and talk to me. She goes, I'm learning how to make money. I'm learning how to make money. I'm learning how to make money. And she is. Apparently, when you go on Instagram, it's just like the place for people to get along and for businesses. It's a business-facing thing now. It's not just about photos.
That's correct. And I would also add that you can tie and post to your Instagram and your Facebook at the same time. So you should be able to go through your Facebook page and post instantly to Instagram.
Yes. Twitter
to connect
too.
All of it.
Twitter too. Twitter too. Now I have Freedom Business Facebook page connected. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll have to do this. So I can't ask everybody to give all the lessons online, but you know, I got to connect. I don't know. Should you have your, and that was the other thing. Then you have your Facebook feed, then you have your Facebook page for Freedom Business and your Facebook page for Sandstone Realty Advisors. I mean, it gets so complicated that then you do need help, and the help has to be more than just a college kid that is going to do it. So, you know, when I talked to some of my friends that were at the event, I'm thinking about hiring somebody, but pooling the person between five or six people to work for us. I actually thought that was a good solution. What do you think, Wanda?
I think college kid wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, well, college kids, yeah, but I want to keep somebody. Yeah, so you like that idea, Becca, huh?
Well, other than the fact that that means you won't need me to do it.
Oh, no, 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 no. This was for everybody else. No, this is for everybody else. Come on. You and I are tied at the hip over however thousand miles it is to Chicago. You know, my family's from Chicago. I think that's another reason why we get along. It really is. So, Becca, What's a good tip to leave folks with this week? And then, of course, I want you to give out your information so they can contact you. And by the way, I give you the highest recommendation. You keep me looking good, and that's not easy.
No, it's totally easy, and you're an amazing client / friend to work with. I love it.
I love you. You're the best.
But I would say my tip is from Jeff Hayden's book, Motivation Myth. And okay. It's really that motivation is just, it's a series of good decisions and small successes. So the little wins inspire you to have another, then another, then another. So when you're being brave and you're trying something new and you're living without fear and adding your Instagram to your Facebook feed and those sorts of things, like, it's okay. Just keep trying, because as you build your team, as you build your capabilities, you're going to find before you know it that you're going to feel adept. You're going to feel confident that either you're doing it yourself well or the people who are doing it around you are doing it well. And it's just going to lead to even more success. So just do a little at a time.
Oh, you know, you're so tremendous. And, you know, I remember when I did my 1,000th tweet, I think I'm up to 26,000 now. And thank you, Johnny, Social Media 305, for teaching me the language of Twitter. But there's like these Twitter tutorials, everything. So it really is. You just got to have the guts. You got to jump in and you got to be ready to fail and keep going. And when you do that and people watch, you're being authentic. They buy into your story. And now you're on your way. How about that? Woof.
Woof.
I thought that was good. That was good stuff. Okay, Becca, I got you laughing, so it's time to leave now. You're the best.
Thank you for
keeping me looking good. We'll talk to you again. We've got to get Andres and you on and talk about Andres' new gig when he gets rolling. Really can't thank you enough for all you do. My highest recommendation to Carlson Integrated, Rebecca Carlson out of Chicago. You can look her up. You can Google her. This woman is tremendous. Wanda, let's roll. We've got one more segment. We're going to interview John Henry. The guy's amazing. You want to stick this? You want to touch the stars? This guy will help you do it. More with John Henry around the corner. Oh, Wanda, you just fire me up, girl. Oh, woo! Oh, sorry. I hope I didn't blow anybody's ear out with that one.
Okay.
All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, I guess you're used to that. You're anticipating that. When you're, I'm going to start again. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I said that all in one breath. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I love these people. You know, I saw Warren at the inauguration for Nikki. I love that guy.
Good.
Warren is the best. They have this whole thing where they're involved with Kidney Foundation. The people of Warren Henry, they're authentic, and they have empathy, and they are some of the most beautiful people you want to meet.
And that's why they're so successful.
They are successful. They are. They project that brand and the kindness and the Warren Henry family. I love them. Hey, so the Warren Henry Advantage. Let's start there. The Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that my mom drives crazy for 4 years. I like the way I said it that time. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. I love you, honey, and I'm almost on my way home. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Our religion is based on love, not fear.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
So what happens when people don't follow the rules?
They burn in hell.
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
You're just tremendous, Wanda. You're just the best thanks. Partner to have on this show. If Jim is listening and anybody from Salem's listening, you just rock the show. You know, I want to thank you. Of course, they're listening. I see them on the Facebook page. I want to thank you so much for giving me the tip to get my head back in the game a few weeks ago and just enjoy it. This is just the most fabulous thing I do.
Oh, great.
I love it. I love it. And I can't wait for Vivian to be back on her horse and come in here and work with us and bring even her new dimension to the show. And it's going to happen.
Awesome.
It's very exciting. Very exciting. Hey.
So where were we?
We were talking about Sandstone Realty Advisors. Hey, give me a call at 305-773-6300. So you want me to bring positive energy to your real estate transaction. You say impossible? Call my clients. Call the Lombardis. Call Malcolm Butters. Call Troy Cox. They'll tell you, working with me, it's a pleasure. And I get the job done. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it truly is all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we were at Agent 2021 this week. Today, we interviewed this dude I had never heard of before. His name is John Henry. What an amazing guy. We're going to go right to the interview. The power of this guy is unimaginable. Wanda, take it away. Do we have enough time to run this, Wanda?
It'll be quick.
Go.
All right. Well, we're here at Hard Rock Stadium, and we're here with John Henry. No, it's not the John Henry that used to own the Marlins. It's the John Henry that's the entrepreneur that you see on TV. John, thanks for taking time to speak with us today and for giving us that great keynote address.
Thank you so much for having me. Really pumped to do this little jam session with you.
It's my pleasure. Now, you know, people may not know your story. We'll ask them to go kind of look it up because you're a self-made entrepreneur. From up in New York, you got a couple of breaks, and now you've got a TV show, but you also give a lot of good advice. I was hearing some of your words of wisdom, and rather than giving the whole background on your story, could we get some of your real advice on people building brands, things like transparency and authenticity, things like that?
Yeah, let's get right into it. You know, take me wherever you want to go with the questions.
Okay, great. So if somebody is out there and they're in business and they're running into some difficulties, you were given some really good advice about some of the memes that you saw on the internet and some of the things that really motivate you. Could you share some of that with our audience?
Yeah, look, business is by far the hardest thing I've ever had to personally go through, and it tests every facet of your character imaginable. It tests your mental well-being, emotional well-being, financial, I mean, really everything. So the first thing you have to do is decide that you want that, because I think a lot of people think they do. Like, for instance, I started I have a real estate investing business. I buy real estate, and I had a friend of mine, very close friend of mine, who was like, yo, I want to do this. And 6 months in, he had the self-awareness to tell me, hey, I can't thrive with these stress levels. It's too much, dude. Like, he didn't understand why he needed to take that beating in business, because that wasn't his passion. So step number one by far is know that this is what you want to do. And if you don't know, at least dip your toes in the water and get a sense. And then after that, there's only one other thing, and that is, if you have that passion for what you're doing, lean into that during the really hard times, because unfortunately there will be some really hard times, and that'll get you through to the sunny days.
Now, I see that you travel with, can I just mention you travel with your brother? I think that part of the support and the success is having that type of emotional teammate, somebody who I like to say has a value system alignment with you. Can you talk a little bit about how you travel with your brother and what that means to you?
Yeah, no, it's great. And my brother, we also work together on the Viceland production. And so the most rewarding part of my career so far has been any opportunity I find to involve my family, you know, is a great win for me. So Gillette, they contracted me to do a commercial, and it was around Father's Day. So I got my father in, and my brother did the video. And so everyone made money then, you know. So it's very rewarding. And it's also emotionally, you know, sometimes this is a very, very lonely sport. And the majority of things that I go through, even though there might be people around, the majority of it is just you versus you. But when you have someone who's got some of the context, like Jeffrey and I can go back and forth on the things that happen on set, all the crazy, and it's just nice to have that avenue.
Oh, you made me forget my next question because I felt the love for your brother there. So one last question for the folks. If you're in your hard, dark place and you're really, really having a difficult time in business, what is your one go-to thought that helps you break through and get to the next level and get you back on the beam? Because you said that everybody has that darker moment. What's your go-to place?
Man, that's a good question. I just lean into what I know this all could be 20 years from now. And I think, man, it would be the greatest crime for you to know what your potential could be, but then not get there. You know, it's one thing if you're not even conscious of what you could do. Then, fine, mediocrity is for you. But my greatest fear is just to be mediocre, right?
Unfulfilled potential is a dirty word here.
Unfulfilled potential. And so when I'm in my hardest moments and I'm thinking about throwing in the towel, I just think, man, 20 years from now, this pain is going to make me. So
tell me a little bit about the show. Where can we see it? When can we see it?
The show is called Hustle. It's on Viceland. It's executive produced by Alicia Keys and Marcus Anderson. And we trail business owners and help them take their business to the next level. So it premieres February 10th, which is right around the corner. So I hope you guys watch.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. We're going to toss it back to Wanda. This is John Henry. He's with Harlem Capital and Viceland Hustle. Thanks so much for being on the show, John Henry.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, I want to thank the folks at Agent 2021. I want to thank Becca Carlson. I want to thank everybody for listening today. We're out of here. We're short on time. So, Wanda, God bless. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other person finds an excuse. So get out there. Make it happen.
You got 30 seconds. You better get in there.
Not yet.
Oh, Jim God. Freed.
Are you ready?
Don't make me do this.
And Wanda Miles.
Come on. Who's got the best talk show?
We do.
All right.
Do you ever wonder how we're streaming millions of movies on demand or doing our banking from the beach? And how are we watching a live mission from Mars? Smart business minds dreamed these ideas, and Amazon Web Services is how they built them. With the broadest functionality and the most experience, the leading enterprises trust the AWS cloud to build the next big idea. Are you ready to build it? Learn more at awsishow.com.